When the Davis-McCollum department store first opened its doors in late October 1928, more than 3,000 people crowded the streets at 4th and Liberty.
Everybody had heard about this fabulous new place, and they just wanted to see it.
Pham Brownlee is a local historian and a big fan of the Pepper Building.
Everything upstairs was really upscale. It was aimed at the high end, but they put a lot of emphasis on the basement, the bargain basement. And it had terrific prospects. Who wouldn't have invested in something like this with everything booming? But of course, it didn't last very long.
Just a year after that grand opening, the stock market crashed, and the writing was on the wall. The store changed hands in 1929, but by 1932, the new company couldn't make its lease payments, and landowner Thomas Pepper took possession of the building. Since then, the Pepper Building has been home to lots of businesses. For a while in the 1940s, a furniture store occupied 4 of its 6 floors. But by 1953, that was gone, and it was mostly offices. The last tenant, the Winston-Salem Transit Authority, moved out in 2000, and the grand old building in the sweet spot for downtown revitalization sat empty again. To walk into the Pepper Building today is to take a step into the past. Architect David Gall knows the building better than anyone.
When it was first built, it was the tallest retail Art Deco building in the state, 6 stories.
In 2003, Gall cataloged the building's architectural features, and he's passionately argued to save it. Now he'll oversee its restoration.
I see a lot of the original historic fabric that's very beautiful. We have the original plaster ceiling in this room. We have the original pendant light fixtures. We have the Xenotherm finish on the wall, which is a unique product from the 1920s and before. We have a beautiful terrazzo floor. We have a cast iron stair with marble treads and original cast iron radiators. I see some broken glass from vandalism, but I can see beyond that.
Let's just talk briefly about what it is going to be in its next life.
The first floor will have the elevator lobby where we're standing now that will go up to 5 floors of apartments. So there will be a total of 54 apartments in this building. The first floor will have a restaurant, and the first basement will have space for a pub, and the sub-basement will have space for mechanical equipment and storage. Okay, the first basement has some interesting features.
Over the years, there have been a lot of ideas for developing the area around 4th and Liberty, and some of them involve tearing the Pepper Building down. But time and timing turned out to be on the old building's side. Earlier this year, developers Mike and Patricia Coe bought it from the Downtown Winston-Salem Foundation and announced that they would turn it into apartments and retail. Jason Thiel is president of the Downtown Winston-Salem Partnership.
It never was slated for demolition. There was discussion about whether or not the building would be preserved, but as things progressed, that's where we always ended up. I think the turn in the economy and the desirability of downtown apartments and the tax credits for historic preservation really took those pressures off the table.
Thiel sees the Pepper Building renovation as an important contribution to the city's plan for developing Civic Plaza, a downtown park. Developers said they expect to begin renovations in the first quarter of next year. Michelle Johnson, WFDD News.